Day 3. Disorganized. People tell me all the time about how disorganized they are. Oh, the clutter. Oh, the mess. Oh, I'm so disorganized. Ugh, I need a system. I just want somebody to come in here and sweep everything off my desk. Oh, the piles, the notebooks. I know. I get it. A lot of highly creative people are very visual people. We need things where we can see them. If they go in a drawer, they die. And also, some of us have a really high tolerance for visual noise. We're not bothered by a lot of clutter. And if the things that are out are being used, if they're in motion, then I don't actually think you have a problem. If you can find whatever it is you're looking for in one of the first two or three places you look, then I believe you are sufficiently organized, okay? The problem comes when things get stuck. When piles of things eddy. They're not in flow, they're in an eddy, right? If you've got a pile of paper that you haven't looked at or touched in years, if you've got a pile of clothes or supplies that just are gathering dust, that is a sign of stuck energy. And amazing things can happen when you release stuck energy. Everyone is organized. Everyone is organized. Everyone has a way that they manage their life. Everyone has a system for everything. You have a system for how you get ready in the morning. You have a system for grocery shopping. You have a system for doing laundry. It may or may not be a good system. You know, some people come home, drop their keys, and then spend 20 minutes the next morning looking for their keys. That's a system. It's not a great system, but it's a system. When you start looking at your life in terms of systems, you can start to see the ones that work, that are efficient, that save you time, that save you mental space, and the ones that don't work. The ones that are jagged or cluttery or time-consuming or that you always feel like you're always starting over. Take a minute right now to think of a system that really works for you, something that you do every day, effortlessly, and it feels good to do it. And notice, what are the qualities of that system? Does it work because it's fun? Does it work because there's somebody else involved? So, you know, like you're giving the vitamins to your kids, so you take them too. Sometimes a little social accountability or positive peer pressure is all we need to make a system work. Or does your system work because it appeals to your values? You have a value of having a welcoming home or having a clear space for you to create. Sometimes attaching our system to a higher set of values can turn things around. The last principle I want to leave you with is this. Everything needs the right-sized home. Everything needs the right-sized home. This is why we have silverware drawers, right? All of your silverware, it should fit in your silverware drawer. If it doesn't, if you have more silverware than a drawer can contain, then you probably have too much silverware. And it's time to either get a bigger drawer or pare down. If you have a shelf of cookbooks and then other cookbooks stacked over there somewhere, nope. It's time, again, to either pare them down so they all fit on the same shelf or get more shelves. Everything needs the right-sized home. Cramming things in isn't good. It isn't good for the thing. It's not good for you. It's not good for the drawer. So consistently evaluating the things in your life and putting like with like, put the things that you use most often in the most convenient spaces and the things that you use less often in the harder to get to spaces. And think about this in your mind as well. What's taking up too much space in your mind? What thoughts need a better, right-sized home? You'll notice that the Real Life Planner does not have hour-by-hour slots. That's because some things take up more time and some things less. Some things take up more mental space and some things less, and I want you to determine that for yourself. So today, write out your day, giving everything the right-sized slot. Make a graphic representation of how you are spending your time today. Does it feel good to you? Have you made space and time for the things that are most important? Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine light, divine love flowing through us, expressing through us as us. We come to you messy, imperfect, unprepared, disorganized. And in the same moment, we know that we are loved just as we are. The earth loves us just as we are. We feel that welcoming love coming up from the ground, up through our feet, rising up through our body, through our limbs, our torso, through our neck and our head, and up throughout through the top of the head. That love continues up to the sky, connecting us to the heavens. We are made of star stuff, the same ingredients that make up the universe and all the universes make up us as well. We feel our connection to the infinite heavens. We feel our connection to the grounding earth. Then we feel our connection to other people. And we see beams of golden light connecting us with the people we love, the people we care about. We see these same beams of light extending out to all the living things on the planet, to the plants and animals, even to the rocks and minerals. We see these beams of light extending out from our bodies like the spokes on a dandelion. We see ourselves infinitely connected and intricately connected to all things. And we notice that other people are also sending out these beams of light, and we see them crisscross. We see them make a net. There is an infinite net of love. And we are part of it. We can never not be part of it. Energy cannot be destroyed, only changed. So we trust this net. We can lean back into it. We can yank on it when we want something. We cannot overwhelm this net of love. You cannot be too much for this net of love. You are not too complicated, too broken, too imperfect. You are needed and necessary exactly as you are. You have never been alone. You are an inextricable part of this net that we call this world. You are love, and love is all there is. Amen.